We had suspended the release yesterday because we had concerns that we had over 21,000 voters who had not been able to vote on the 20th and were thus going to vote on the 21st. And we felt that we didn't want to put them in a position where they might be influenced by the results that were already being announced. So it's not an alien practice, and we made this announcement to the public. And as a result, we hope to resume the announcing of the results later today.
So will Zambians know who won the election today based on the information that you've gathered and the number of people who you were allowed to vote yesterday?
We did share the information with the general public that we have over 21,000 voters that still needed to cast their vote. And as the results come in, they'll be given the statistics of the number of voters that have voted in each constituency.
So is it likely that today being Thursday, Zambians will know who won the election, or is it too early to determine that?
I think that would be rather early because we would still have to wait for the totaling of the votes in those constituencies where the voting did not take place in all the polling stations on the 20th.
There are issues of continued violence despite calls by the ECZ for cadres of parties to stop attacking each other. Well, what happened?
Well, I'm not aware of any incidents today because I've been holed up verifying the results that are coming through. But we as a commission have called on the political parties to restrain their cadres and, of course, for the police to deal firmly with anybody who breaches the law and is engaged in violence.
How is the cooperation of political parties in verifying these results that you're getting from the field?
So when we get the results from the field, we verify them as incidents. We do not necessarily involve them directly, but we avail them the copies of the verified results as soon as they are posted. And they have their own copies from the field, from the polling stations and the constituencies, and are at liberty to verify what they have with what we give to them.
After the outcome of the election, any party that has any concerns, what are the processes for them to appeal if they deem that some untoward or voter irregularity had happened that they complain about?
Well, they'll have to petition to the Supreme Court within 14 days of the declaration of the final election results.
What is your message to Zambian voters who are waiting for the rest of the results to be announced by the Electoral Commission?
Our message is that they should be patient, they should not speculate. And, of course, there's the challenges of the online media and social media, but let's be patient. The Commission is the only body mandated to declare the winner of any given election. Please, let's use where we are informing each other. Let's use the official results from the Electoral Commission, which would have been available at the polling stations and at the constituency centres. And there can only be one winner, and that winner will be declared by the Electoral Commission of Zambia when we have all the results in. So we are appealing to everybody to be patient and responsible as we wait for the declaration of the next President of the Republic.